Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Dace. After spending 12 years in the U.S. Navy, David White then spent 10 years on the road as a truck driver. He's now retired and able to do what he loves, which is being a tarot card reader. He's wanted to be one since he was a kid before eventually becoming one. He has studied tarot since 2008 after having obtained his first deck in 1999. It took many years of trying to learn his craft, but by 2010 he became a professional reader, having dedicated his life to becoming the best clairempath he could be. He has a small home-based business and often works for a psychic website. He doesn't pigeonhole himself into one category, but as many things as we all are. He has been self-taught through the school of hard knocks, where teachers don't truly exist. Hard work and study have brought him to his today. He says, "I may not know a whole lot about one thing, but I know a lot of things, and I hope I can share that with you." And if you want to find out more about him, his website, I'm going to give you that address in just a moment. It's very simple. It's on the World Wide Web. It's dace53.com. That's D, like David, A-C-E, 53.com. And so let me welcome Dace. Dace, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me again. How can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine. Yeah, it's a really good connection.
Okay.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to have you. You're one of my popular guests, and we have a lot of people listening. We'll probably be able to get to most of you that are tuned in now, but if we can't, please go to Dace's website. Again, it's dace53.com. So, Dave, what's been going on for you since we were last on the air together?
Let's see. Been scared over the virus. Besides that,
yeah.
I've just been spending all my weekends trying to help my cousin out, fixing up an apartment for him to rent out and stuff. So I get the opportunity to learn a lot. You know, I was helping him with some doing the driveway and all that stuff. So it was kind of like a vacation, but a learning vacation. So that's what I've been up to. And now he's done. Now he's done. So, yeah, he's already trying to plan me for the summer, but that's not going to work out. But other than that, you know, I still try to stay connected. I haven't done too many readings really lately. What I do is I kind of do readings and then I stop. Sometimes I'll stop like 2 months, 3 months. And because I don't ever really want it to feel like it's a job. And as soon as that happens with me, I just stop. I just feel resistance. It's kind of how I have the opportunity to do that. So that's pretty cool, you know.
Is cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing to stay sane during this time?
Reading, watching a lot of series actually that I've been wanting to watch. Building a computer, doing, you know, stuff like that. My release is not exercising and it's not meditation. So but don't tell anybody. Well, you know, I practice.
You're telling the whole world right now. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I just practice stillness, you know. That's what it's called.
Mm.
It's called stillness. That's what I practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I just sit there and I try to stay in the moment and I try to listen to everything. Just try to be there. And I've realized I've actually done that, used to do that for many years of my life. So it works pretty good for me. And I'm always skipping around, you know, just constantly skipping around for different things to learn and try and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's kind of me.
It sounds okay to me.
Yeah, I'm excited for the summer. I can't wait for the summer. So I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm excited that I'm happy. And I'm happy I get to say that I'm excited I'm happy. But for everything else that's happening in the world, God bless, man. You know, and it just God bless. Holy, the last thing that happened was 100 years ago. It's once in a lifetime thing. So I hate to say that I'm a part of it, even in any way at all. But I haven't really found a way to try to help. I haven't. I just can't even get through to people.
Right.
So my heart goes out to them tonight, first and foremost, and God bless them and everybody who's working and helping them. So, you know, that love them to help. And that's it.
Well, I just wanted to let people that are in the studio tonight know that we have done a couple of shows. My Sunday night show is called The Healing Circle, and we've done two shows connected to the virus. This last week we talked about how to express love while socially isolating. And if you're interested, you can catch the podcast through this page. This Sunday night, we're going to be talking about living the good life. And we're segueing from the virus, although I'm sure people will be bringing that up as well, too. I mean, it's kind of hard to avoid it at this juncture with everything that's going on in the world. But, Dave, I'm glad you're here with us tonight, and we do have quite a few callers. Shall we go to the phone lines?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. I can explain if I do.
No,
it, so.
Go ahead and set the calls up the way you like to.
Okay. Okay, so when you call, you can ask your question. I don't get too much information. A lot of the time I'll ask you and I'll give you the information and I'll say, could you just answer yes or no or something like that? Or is it true or not? And we're going to do short readings. So we're going to do 3-card readings, probably 4. but it depends on what the question is. And you can also ask the question like from spirit, you know, what is it that spirit would really like you to know right now? You know, maybe something you're trying to contact with them for and you're having a hard time getting an answer. You know, it could be about family, money, love, you know, just about anything. But I don't phrase it as a yes, no, because then I got to kind of skirt around the issue. Two, and foremost, a lot of the time a tarot card reader is going to rephrase the question for you because they can understand how they can get more out of the question. To try to tailor it down. It is. It's difficult to ask one question when you think about it, and you have to think about the question as I'm shuffling. So, okay.
Okay, and I haven't talked to any of the callers tonight, although I do recognize the phone number for one person. And they are going to be able to be reached in the queue. So I'm just going to give a shout out to Regina that I can reach you. But otherwise, we'll do the best we can. The first caller is area code 805, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Oh, hi, David. This is Donna. Hi, Dave.
Hi,
Donna. Hey,
Don.
Hi. Just relaxing at home. Not much to do. Oh, gosh.
What's up?
Dave, I wanted to know, I would love to get married at some point in this lifetime. I don't know how many years I have left, and I wanted to know if you were, what you were picking up with your tarot cards, please.
Okay. Okay, rephrase, say the question again, please.
I'd like to know if there's a relationship coming in for me that would potentially go into a marriage, you know, something very, you know, serious and, you know, wonderful.
You don't have somebody in mind you're not telling me about now, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I wish I did.
Okay. Because sometimes we can look at them too and what, you know, they might, how they might see the situation. So I, it's always nice to ask.
Okay.
Okay. So this is what I do. You know, if I don't see anybody directly, now, again, well, you mentioned marriage, but sometimes when people just say people are coming into my life, you know, to love me and stuff like that, it could be family, you know. So it's kind of, you have to kind of watch how you ask the question. Okay, that's good. I'm just going to stick with those. Okay, I'm going to get rid of these. I don't shuffle the same way twice. And I'm actually making a video for you guys, and you'll get the links to it. Oh, actually, I like that. All right, let's go. Let's do one more on the resistance. Okay. Okay, hang on. Let me take a look. Okay, let me tell you what I think. I don't know if you're going to see it as a solid answer, but this is what I think. And if you could just answer yes or no. Okay. Because sometimes, Tara, you can ask a question and you're going to get a completely different answer. So you have to watch out sometimes. And you have to watch out who you bring with you to a tarot card reading. So this is what I think. One, I think that you're psychic. You do psychic work?
Yeah.
Okay.
For myself. Two. For myself, I do.
Okay. That's okay. That's okay. As soon as you charge money, you're technically, like, as soon as you charge money, you're a professional. I mean, that's kind of how I did it. You know, that's how I think it works. I see 1, 2, 3, I see 5 broken relationships prior. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Yes or no?
Probably about 5 throughout my whole 67 years.
Throughout your whole life?
Years. Yeah.
Throughout your whole life?
Yeah.
Right. Good. Are you an Aries sign?
You know, I'm a day away from Aries on April 22nd.
Okay, because,
one day from,
you know,
the cusp.
Well, the Page of Swords came up, and that's the Swords series, and that's a air sign. So this is what I think. This is saying it's not even about finding anybody, but it's about trying to find how all of these can work together. Okay, so let's start with the first card. So it's the Magician. So we're going to go from the Magician over to, for one thing, the Cups are laying down. You know, in the Five of Cups, it's reversed, which is excellent. It means that you're absolutely ready to make a bounce back from all of those relationships. I already know that. So you're in a very good place, okay? It says that you still kind of want to be, but the next card, I'm a little concerned because, one, it says that you're kind of arguing with the psychic part of yourself. Like you always want to be on top, you know? And you actually have a lot of men going after you, too. Isn't this true?
Well, not in these times. I just kind of hover, you know, stay home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I see you playing King of the Hill, and people are, like, poking at you and stuff like that, okay? The answer, I think, is to just kind of try to act a little more childish and just have fun, but have fun without looking for something and not trying to, like, be on the top, not trying to, like, look your best every time you go out, you know, not trying, like, it's almost just screaming, like, just stop crying, I'll be honest with you, because the Five of Cups is reversed, so everything about it right now is true, which means all those relationships are behind you, it's all leveled out, okay, and you're not following your intuition enough, because it's saying that you're the Magician, and a Magician is a psychic. Every time that card's come up, the person's been psychic, okay. But I know you're not happy with that answer. So I do another one. Okay. What's going on with any education? Are you thinking about education?
No, I'm 66, and I don't feel like going back to school or anything. I'm kind of retired. Yeah.
Okay, this is talking about traveling, that's why.
Oh, I like traveling. I was just in Florida.
Were you just traveling? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is saying this is a traveler and like the whole world's open to him. But it could take many roles. A lot of the time it talks about education. So I wanted to ask. So to answer your question, I don't see anybody coming in directly right now. I don't. Okay.
Okay.
So when that happens, all I see is the obstacles that we might be putting in our way. That's what I see. Okay. So it's just some more things to look at. That's all. I don't see anybody directly now.
Okay, maybe in a few months then, possibly.
Sure, absolutely. I'm just saying don't feel like, you know, you have to be on top. Just don't feel like you have to be on top. Have some fun and definitely explore your psychic intuition and stuff a lot more, and it's going to help you.
Okay.
Other than that, you got a clear path. It's like it's opened up for you, so it looks really good. Just give yourself some more time.
Okay,
okay?
I'll do that. Yeah,
okay.
Thank you. Thank you very
awesome.
Much. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Stay healthy.
Thanks
we'll
for calling,
you.
Donna. Yes,
Thank
you too.
Thank you, David, as always. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. God bless.
Okay.
All right, let's go to our next caller, which is area code 863, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, David. This is Julia from Florida.
Hey,
Hi, Julia from Florida.
Hello. Well, I'll tell you, I think I'm just going to follow the theme of love because that was exactly what I had, you know, called in to ask about, you know, attracting a committed love, life partner relationship. Yeah.
Is it going to, this going to be a love themed show?
I think so. Yeah.
Thanks, Jules. How long have I been talking to you, Jules? Do you have any idea how long I've been talking to you? Do you know? I know.
No.
Just
a minute or two?
No, like 3 years though. I've talked to you like 3 years ago. Have you had privates with me before?
No.
Oh, okay. Sounds like someone that sounds just like you. So, okay, let me take a look. You know, I'm going to give it to you straight, right? And I don't know if you're going to like it or not, but it's really clear to me. I should be showing the cards to the camera, but it's saying that if you have a lot of money, stop holding yourself down. It's the Eight of Swords, okay? I don't even, it's kind of scary to describe, but it's upside down. You know, so she's no longer, she should no longer hold herself in bondage, keep herself wrapped, keep her eyes blindfolded, and feel like everybody's kind of sticking their sword in your back, and go out, do something that's like not like you. You know, do something kind of look crazy and do it at night. You don't go out at night?
Not so much, no.
No. That's what this is saying. Like, go out at night, have fun. Even if it's to go out at night and go to the beach and look at the moon and stuff like that. Do it at night because this is an element that I don't think that you've really been experiencing at all. And there's lots of things that you can do at night that can help us to bring our vibration up and things like that, you know. Places with neon,
okay.
Things like that, stuff. You know, I don't even know if I'm going to go to like dancing or anything like that. But it's saying that if you have even a little bit of money to do that, that you should really do that. I don't know where that's going to lead. I don't know where that'll lead. Okay, but I don't see any cups, so I don't see like any immediate relationships. And normally, I can tell if it's within safely at least 2 months. You know, I mean, I could be wrong. It could be 2 weeks, but mainly about 2 months, I feel really confident looking out. And I don't see anything beyond
okay.
that. Again, it's only three cards, you know, so
okay.
I just got to take like the most of each card and put it together. So unless it's like a cups card and it's like right there in my face, then it's undoubtedly, I'm not saying that it's undoubtedly for you either, but that's what I see right now.
Okay. Okay.
Hey,
well,
Jules.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And you guys have
You're
a great
welcome.
Night. And stay safe.
Oh, you too, Julia. Yeah,
well,
it's nice to hear your voice again.
Oh, thank you, David. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
Vegas,
okay.
Baraka. Maybe not. That's just me. Like bright lights, neon, just to really, you know, just pump her vibe up, man. Get that frequency up. She feels great, I think.
All right. Let's see. Who's next? Area code 305. What's your first name, please?
Eileen. Hi, you guys. Hi, David White.
Hi,
David. Clark.
Hey.
So I'm a creator being, and I'm always doing one project or another, and I've been working on my soul for a very long time and my physical body for a very long time. And I feel like I have so much to speak and to say and to create and building more projects constantly and building inventory for when this whole inside is going to come back outside, right? And then I feel like my relationship's going to show up. So that's my question.
Okay, hang on a second. I'm just writing something down for you, okay?
Yeah.
Kind of inspirational writing here, and I don't do much of that.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of that.
Okay. Hold on. And then they said to ask you, almost done. Okay. All right. This is going to be a little different. Okay. So, but go
sure.
with me if you want.
Yes.
Okay. So the first thing they're saying is, When you look at a film, okay, a film is not made up of one continuous strip. A film, like if you take a book and it has pictures in it, and you just go with the pages from one end to the other, let's say it was a book of just a horse on every page. When you do that, and you spread the cards apart, you know, like you're shuffling, just spread them apart. It'll look like the horse is running.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. This is what I heard. As soon as you, because I kept on hearing you say, I have it. I've been doing it. I've been storing it. But then I put a roadblock in my way. And I'm like, just go do it. Like, go start. Just start.
No.
Start.
I said I'm constantly, like today I'm sewing, I'm painting, I'm gardening, I'm creating all the time.
I'm not done yet. Hang on. Hang on. Okay. Hang on. Can't see. I'm blowing my notes real quick. Hang on. Hang on. Sorry. To always. Okay. Sorry for one. It says it won't always be on the inside. On the inside, it is not as if it ever comes at you all at once.
Correct.
That's what it's saying. So that's
correct.
What it's saying. It's saying, but it's saying that you already have everything, and it's not as if it comes at you all at once. So what am I left with? I still don't feel like I have a solid answer. I don't. But for me, and for my level of experience, I wouldn't need one. So my advice to you is, you don't need one.
I know. I'm really happy where I'm at in my life and where it's headed and where I've come from. My past, present, and future is all in the now, right now.
Right. And what happens is, as you start to build a relationship with spirit, okay, they're going to start giving you more, not tests. They're not tests. Well, they're kind of tests, but they kind of laugh about it because it is, but they can't give you a test, right? It's just kind of like humor. But It'll grow. You just have to keep on trusting it.
I've been doing this for 50 years, full-time.
How long?
Professional. For 50 years, full-time professional. I'm a full-time artist professional. But I've been not in a relationship for the past 7.
Mm-hmm.
Not by choice, but because I've been working on my soul and healing lots of parts of my inner self, and I feel like I'm being prepared also to be with the right vibration as myself to walk through the world as we're entering new realities, you know, the whole planet.
Yeah, I feel like I try to do that every day by being open, being compassionate, being vulnerable, you know. But I understand what you're saying. The thing is, this is what I'm concerned about with you, though, and we're going to look at it right now. What I'm concerned about is that you almost and it might be wishful thinking, and I'm kind of a little worried about that. It's saying I'm doing everything right, I'm making all the checkbox and all these other things, and you're still waiting for this one thing to happen. And it, quite frankly, it hardly ever happens because we wouldn't even notice it if it did.
Gotcha.
So it gets complicated because you're chasing around almost a ghost like. Okay. This is where spirit comes in again. This is where you'll continue to, because they'll start giving you signs, you know. They might go, hey, go in that ShopRite or go in that Walgreens or whatever. Do it.
I do.
Okay?
I listen to spirit. God talks to me all the time from the moment I wake up to when I go to sleep. So all I just wanted to share was that the peace lies within and following the ideas and the intuition is really valuable right now for people. And every day I go out and I walk or I ride my bike and I see what's going out there in the world and how much so many families are coming together in ways that they never could. And I think that's where we're all headed, where people are going to start realizing they can work at home and stay with their family and come together. And organizations are going to start changing purposefully, you know, with a higher reality. So we do have heaven on earth.
Yeah, that's funny you said that. Let me tell you something else I know about you. Okay. I know you just answer yes or no. I know you believe in angels.
Yes.
I know that you believe in angels at least since you were 11 years old, at least.
Okay.
Yes or no?
Yes. Probably earlier, but go ahead. Yes.
Probably earlier. Probably actually they stepped into your life about the age of 5.
Yes.
When things were happening over and over and over and over again, and it wasn't very good. Right?
Yes.
And then at 6 years old, you finally stood up for yourself.
I would love to have go back to that experience and see what I did different, because I know as a kid I used to cry a lot when my mom would just go do your art, because you can be there alone, and that's when I started hearing God.
Yeah. Well, you made a good connection. I think that angels have been in your life a long time, probably even earlier. But at six, you really started kind of sticking up for yourself and started to defining who you were and stuff like that. I don't know who it was that was in the household. It was probably the man, the dad, who would keep on doing these destructive things over and over and over and over again, constantly just going back and forth and not really accomplishing a whole lot. Do you understand that?
Well, my mom and dad did not have a happy marriage. They did for the children. There were 4 of us. They did for the children. But they used to fight a lot, you know,
verbally.
Which
one affected you the most, your mom or your dad?
My mom. My mom was supportive of me, of my talents, and guided me more.
Okay. Well, let me tell you one last thing I know, and then I think we'll be done.
Okay.
It's a waiting. You've got 2 years. 2 years. It's a waiting game. It's John Holland's Psychic Tarot. It's called A Waiting Game. You can look the card up, and that's you walking around the hourglass. I'll give you 2 years, and I think you're really, really going to be where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. And you know what's weird, not weird, but unusual, is not one solar plex chakra came up, not one. So your chakras are very balanced and all that kind of stuff. See, this is the problem with a lot of people do. They don't think that just by spending even 10 minutes a night, 5 minutes a night, read a book when you're in a bathtub or wherever, and standing in line, learn a little bit of different things along the way. You don't have to master anything, because you'll be the master of one thing. But there is no such thing as master anything. But the point is, at the end of the day, they all come back to you, like years and years later. They all just kind of want to start to come together because those were the items that built this new mold of yourself.
I agree.
That's where you're going. Yeah.
I agree. I've been trying all these different facets of my handiwork from God that are created a whole different company for myself, and I can do this and this and this and this, and people are amazed. How do you're multifaceted. I said, well, God's multifaceted. God's eternal. God's everything, and God comes through us. And that's
what
I
connect. Well, you should look up
you
should look on my website, FR Greetings at Facebook, okay? Because there's going to be some things on there you'll probably like. Okay.
Tell me it again. FR what?
FR Greetings.
FR Greetings.
Yep.
Okay, on Facebook. Okay,
yeah.
I will. I'm on your website
awesome.
Now just looking up.
Nice.
Thank you so much. Okay,
you're
God bless you. Bye, David.
Bye.
Thanks, Eileen. You take care. God bless.
I am.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Beautiful. All right. I recognize this next caller. This is a friend of mine. This is Regina. And Regina, whoops, wait a minute. You're live. There you are.
Oh, hi, David. Hi. It's so nice to be here. And I was just going to try to look you up on Facebook, too. So I'll stop
fine.
Doing that. FR Greetings, you said?
Yeah.
FR. Okay. I'm multitasking here. I think I'm on the same wavelength of everybody else with my question. And I think I'm going to ask specifically, there's this one fella, his name is Rob, that I've been interested in. And I'm just wondering, is that ever going to happen, or am I barking up the wrong tree?
Sure.
Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Okay.
I'm talking to Regina, right?
Regina, that's correct.
Okay.
One
so,
of my many names. I have quite a few, but Regina's the main one.
You wear many hats, I see.
Many hats.
Okay. Yeah, because sometimes I look at other people, you know, like they might go, is this person the right person for me? And sometimes you might be surprised what they find out about that other person they don't like. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they do. You know, so it can go either way. So this is what I hear you asking me. Should I invest my energy and time into Rob? Is it going to pay off? Is it going to be worth it? Right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we'll use a right of way. It's a great question. See, the thing is, it takes me a little bit longer because I don't know. I didn't say that. I don't use spread. I just, every time I like that one. Every time I do it different. We know people have been asking about love most of the night, and this is the first cups card that came up. Yeah.
You're making me do the happy dance. Oh, boy.
You might have hit the jackpot. I don't know.
Oh, happy days.
Okay. All right, let's take a look. Well, it's getting off to a real good start.
Okay.
I think. Okay.
Okay.
Hold on. Someone has money, and
no
somebody
one has.
Else is. Well, hang on. Well, okay. There's always somebody who wants what somebody else has. Trust me, if I get 10 cents in my pocket, somebody else wants it. Somebody because they only have 5 cents. If they don't, if I have 2 cents, they don't have any cents. There's always somebody who wants what you have. So, it's not saying that. It's saying that somebody has money, but at least one person. If one person had money, that they would share it. That's what I see, that they would be willing to do that. And I like that. I like that because it comes right after basically the initial greeting of the cups card of like just a little bit more than a friendship right now, because I think it is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I think in this case, I'm not an astrologer, but I think in this case, only because I can kind of recognize these two cards and sometimes how they work together, you might want to look, I'm not an astrologer, but take an extra, take like 5 or 10 minutes and look up his astrology sign and stuff, and there might be something there. You're going to get some info too, okay?
Okay.
Honestly, I like it, okay? Because I think he's ready to come out of darkness and do all those things that he's done before. Someone didn't play very nice in the past, okay?
Yes.
I don't know. You understand that?
I think I do, yes.
Well, yeah, you do. You do. You just don't know if you know.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true. It is true. But I think that he's willing to come out with that. I think, like, once he gets to know you and stuff like that, and I think that if he's – don't pressure him at all. Don't mention anything.
I haven't been. I just drop hints and bat my eyelashes. That's all I'm doing.
I want to pull one more card. I like it. So I got 1, 2, 3. I got 3. I got 4 cards out. I like it. My best advice is if you do want it to work, just go really slow.
Yes.
I would learn about his astrology sign because he kind of sounds like a water sign. Okay. And I think in time, he would be willing to start sharing these things with you. And I think that's when a connection could really be made. So
okay.
I can't give you a yes, no, yes answer. But I can kind of help you maybe with some footsteps to get closer.
Okay.
to a better yes answer. I could at least I can tell you exactly what not to do. And sometimes that's all people really need to know.
Okay.
So
you don't pressure them.
Yeah, don't pressure them. Just be his friend. That's all.
I've been doing it. So.
How long have you been doing it for?
Oh, I've known this fella a number of years, but it didn't strike until at least a year ago that I really liked him, you know?
Okay. All right. Well, go for it. And you know what? Like I tell people who – I have people that are asking about people from 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I get it. I understand that. I've been there. But I like to always tell them, set a time frame. If you can't get what you want within that time frame, the need that you need to get taken care of as far as love and maybe pampering or whatever it is, then let's move along. And then hope they come back to you or something, because sometimes it goes on. I think you're a little older and I think you get it. I really think you get it.
Uh-huh.
So I think you're fine. I would say just be his friend and eventually he'll come open or he'll go completely closed.
Yeah.
I think he's more about opening up.
Okay, I'll look at his astrology. I will go there. I think that's a good avenue for me to approach because I'm very interested in astrology. So,
yeah. He's also been through a lot of relationships before, too. Woman breakups. Yeah, I know. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hey, I appreciated talking to you.
Me too. And I'm going to look you up on Facebook, and hopefully I'll find you. I see your other site, and thanks for coming on, and thanks for doing this for me, giving me encouragement.
You're welcome.
Okay,
God
bless. Thank you, David. Be well.
Thank you for calling, Regina. God bless you, hon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see, our next caller is area code 856. We're moving right along here. What is your first name, please?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your first name?
This is Laura.
Laura, hi.
Hey, Laura.
Hi.
What's going on? What do you want to talk about, Laura? What can I help you with?
Just getting a job. I've been trying. I did a Skype interview Tuesday. Haven't heard back about that. And then I got submitted for a couple different jobs with the same company. It's a pharmaceutical today. And I'm interested in working for this company that I got submitted for today. And I just wondered, you know, what you see for me in the cards for work.
Sure. Absolutely. Okay, so the pharmaceutical is one, but that wasn't the one that you looked at today, right?
Yeah.
What was the one you looked at today?
It's a pharmaceutical company, and there were two positions that I could apply to, and the recruiter submitted me for both to the same company.
Okay, I thought there was a second job that you were curious about. Okay.
Well, there was one. I had a Skype interview Tuesday, and that was also
right, that
with
one.
A pharmaceutical company.
Okay, that's one.
But I haven't heard anything back from that.
Okay, today's Friday, so okay, all right. Let's look at. So this is what I do in this situation, Laura. So I take the cards, I shuffle them, and then I split them. And I put one to the left. So on the left side, we're going to use the left side for the Tuesday Skype call. And on the right side, we're going to look at the pharmaceutical company. And we look at them as kind of two separate quick readings. But we're really trying to get the tone and the feel of what the cards are saying. Okay?
Okay.
And it can also tell us something that we might be aware of or, you know, need to know about before we go back there for some reason or things like that. I mean, I've told people that paperwork was off and it turned out to be true. I mean, so, all right, let's look. I'll tell you one thing right now, there's going to be a third one because I wanted to count my cards in two. And, whew, wow. I think there's going to be a third and fourth one, to be honest. But,
a third and fourth opportunity, you mean?
Yeah, I'm not saying that right now, but I wouldn't be
okay.
concerned if something didn't happen with these. Okay? I just wouldn't.
Okay.
Hang on. Okay, so the one from Tuesday from Skype, I'll tell you what I don't like about it. It says that on top there's lots of love going around. But in the middle, there's lots of fighting. There's lots of infighting. I mean, people are trying to be on top. People are kind of getting pushy, stuff like that, when there are other people who are really trying to make a difference. So that's number one. I don't like that, okay?
Okay.
Hang on. On the pharmaceutical one, it's saying that you're actually much better prepared. I think you would have a much better chance there. Okay, because you're much better prepared for that. You're also younger. And there's something about, I don't know what it is about travel, but there's a possible travel, like that might be something, that might be part of their plan or something. I don't know how that would happen. It could be, would you relocate, you know, but there's talk of travel involved, okay? Or there will be, okay? And it's for money. It's about making the money. So that's something that's going to be talked about. Let me pull one more card and each one of those. And then we'll be done. And I'll tell you which one I think you're going to get. I don't think you're going to get the one from Tuesday. I think the one from the pharmaceutical company that they would make you an offer, I don't think it's going to be quite as much as you would like. Okay, because you're still going to kind of be juggling money. Like you're going to really want to act, you're going to want to act stubborn about it. You know, like I'm worth more and all that kind of stuff. I get that. Now I got six cards down. But you know what? Don't do it. Okay? Don't. I would take it. I kind of bite
okay.
my tongue a little bit. I know. And just swallow your pride if you have to right now. Bite your tongue and do it. I think I'm not 100%. And again, this is where people don't understand. This company could be a company that comes back like 4 months later because half the people got fired. I've seen that over and over again. But I do think you're going to be talking to them again, and I think that's what they're going to be talking to you about. I really do. Okay? But I don't think the Tuesday Skype is going to work out. And I don't think it'd be worth
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I didn't have actually that great of a feel on that Skype interview either.
They're a mess.
Yeah.
They're a mess from the top and the bottom. So I wouldn't go there.
Good.
Okay?
Yeah. Thanks,
I know I'm not giving you better than like a 50-50, but actually with mine, yeah, I think you're getting better than 50-50% chance with me telling you. So I feel good about it, you know. I mean, no one's 100%. If they say they are, then they're idiots. They just are. They just are. I mean, you just no. Edgar Casey was like 85% accurate, and he was a prophet. So
yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
What you gotta do, you gotta pick the person who wins the most races most consistently. That's how I tell people. And that's why it's important for me to have my bio and stuff on my website. So okay, so I hope everything worked out good for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Have a good rest of the night. Thank you. Stay safe.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Laura.
Bye,
thank you for calling. Best wishes to you, hon. Okay. We're going to move on to area code 203.
203.
And you are live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name's Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. Are you comfortable doing a general reading to see what you get?
I can, yes.
Okay.
But you know, if I do a general reading, that puts it into my hands.
That's what I'd like to do, yeah.
You sure you want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just playing with you. Okay, so a general, this is what I do. Even when I do a general for myself, this is a question that you should ask. What is it that is most important that I need to know about myself right now? Okay.
Okay.
It would come from spirit, you know, it would come from the spirit guides, or I'm not really doing the angel card thing right now, but it could. Hang on. First card says walk through the door. Hang on. Moving on. Walk. But talk about getting closer. It's actually talking about getting close to spirit. Like if I didn't know you, I would say you were probably a medium. Do you guys hear the wind out there?
What'd you say?
Howling wind outside my window right now. Yeah. Yeah, it's like 40-mile-an-hour wind. Okay, let's take a look. Okay, see, I don't do this. I guess some people, they do these one-card readings, which is totally whacked. You can't do a one-card reading. But I just want to talk about this card with you, okay? So it's talking about walking into the light, like really, really getting in touch and getting much, much closer to spirit. But the seventh chakra, you know, like direct connection to spirit. Seems like that would be very, very rewarding for you if you could do that, you know, maybe even through some type of meditation or something to, you know, however you want to do it, but connect with them. Okay.
Okay.
That's one. I don't read John Hough upside down, but. Okay. I just got a little message for you. Okay. This is what they're saying. Sometimes they'll do this too. They do it to me all the time. They'll give it to me into a message, and they'll be like, "Remember this, right?" So what this is talking about, a period in your life. I don't think it was too long ago, but it was talking about a period that lasted almost a year. Okay. It took a long time to get out of it. It took probably 5 months to get out of it. Don't say anything yet, though. Okay. But even when it seemed like things were really, really broken and they weren't going to come together, you asked spirit for help and you relied on spirit for help. And they came and they helped you. Okay. It could have been when you were younger also. But the connection with this was basically, if they hadn't helped you at the time through all of this hardship and stuff like that, you would not have been able to make any choices in your you wouldn't have had any choices to make in your planning, okay, in your decision making, and things like that. Do you understand any of that?
Yeah.
You can say no if you don't want. It's okay. Let me tell you something else. I know. You're into angels?
What angels?
Do you like them?
Do I like them? Yeah.
You liked them when you were 13 years old, too.
It's hard to hear you. Say it again.
Yeah, it also says that when you were 13 that they came up in your life.
Okay.
So what I think happened to you, and I think just a message from your angel saying that when things were really, really dark and they were really tough and you didn't think that spirit was there helping you, okay, oh, I get it. Okay, I got you. This was at a period when you were moving on in your life, okay? And so this would be like a major arcana card in the other deck. It's a major crossroad, okay? That's why that card came out first. And through it all, when you were asking for help, for them to help you to get to the other side of things, okay, over this, I don't know what it was, but it was going on at least a year. And you needed help from the angels, and you asked them, you needed something to change big, in a big way, because it's a transformation card, you know, in order for you to be able to plan for your future and kind of settle down and stuff. Do you understand that?
Yeah, but I think what you're picking up is a lot bigger than you think the message is.
It is. Only you can answer that. It's okay. Listen, I don't need to know. You know the answer.
No, no, no. I want to explain. You're talking about my whole life. This has happened through my whole life, and it's only been literally in the past few months that maybe things have changed. Maybe the light's coming in. Literally, I'm 66, and honestly, what you're describing happened through my whole life, over and over and over again.
Who was it that passed away 5 years ago? Do you know anybody that you love? A man?
No, not 5 years ago. Brother-in-law recently passed, but...
Okay, that's okay.
He was one of many that refused to see who I am, so... Honestly, I don't know, 5 years ago.
Did you say that who refuses to see who you are for who you...
Yeah, my whole family and more. That's one of my life lessons.
Yeah, that really affected you big time because it's a really emotional. It hurts your heart. You know, it's an emotional loss, and it hurts your heart. And there's also a conch shell. And you know something? If you put your ear up to a conch shell, you can listen to your past. It's an old myth, but some people believe it.
Really?
You can like hear your past and stuff.
How interesting.
The numbers are also significant here because this is at 5. And this hardship that lasted 5 months, things seem to come in fives. So just keep that for what it's worth, okay? I don't know. It might help you.
Okay.
It might come to you. All right? It's just a cycle is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So that's what spirit. So your message from spirit, your general message from spirit is saying that basically it's saying that you love angels, we love you because, you know, you got to love angels. You know, that they love you, and that it was them that was there to help you through all these hard times, and that they know that it still hurts your heart, okay, to think about it and past memories, that they know that, okay? So it's, but listen, this is the most, and this is how angels are so crazy. It's not about giving them credit. It's about you giving yourself credit.
Yeah.
Because that's how angels work. It's nothing about them. They want you to recognize that you did it. Like you might have asked for their help, but ultimately, that's why people say you have to ask. They can't help you. You have to ask. That's why it's important for this very reason. So give yourself a pat on the back. You're doing great.
Okay,
that's what I think.
Thank you.
A lot to think about, hey?
I just want to give you credit. I mean, what you were picking up on, you were thinking it was, you know, a smaller time period and, you know, maybe an incident here or there. But you're literally talking about my whole life. And I imagine without the angels, I would not be here or I would be severely schizophrenic or, you know, all kinds of things. So
amazing, right?
Yeah, and I hope when you said I'm a medium, I hope someday that I can do something and use it. Not yet, though, but I'm all into that.
Awesome. Nice. It just comes down to trust and spirit, you know, and it's through little things like this. It just helps to strengthen our trust in them, you know.
Yeah.
So it was nice talking to you.
God bless you both and stay well, both of you.
You too.
Thank you. You too, Pat. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
And
right.
love how open you are. That's great. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night now. Dave, do you want to do one more, or do you feel like you're complete for tonight?
I'm good. If someone's been waiting, if they've been waiting, yeah. If they just popped on, no. If they've been waiting, I'll do it.
No. Tell you what. Let's do this. Let's shake it up a little bit. Pick a number between 1 and 5, because they've all been waiting for quite a while. We obviously can't do them all, but which number resonates for you?
5. But we'll keep on doing it. As long as you want to stay on the air, we'll keep on doing them. I don't have a problem with that.
All right, well, here's number 5.
I'm just getting warmed up, man.
All right, very good. Okay, hang in there, folks. Son. Okay, this is number 5. This is a Skype caller. What's your first name, please?
Oh, hello?
Hi.
Hi. Stacy, I guess love question. What do you see coming up in, I guess, 2021? Should we do it, or because what's going on now, or, you know, or now?
Okay, so you want to know what's coming up in 2021 because you don't have much confidence for 2020? Is that what I heard you say?
Yeah, I mean, half the year is going to be over with this going on.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't know if that's true, but I think you're partially true. I think you're partially true. Okay, well, let's take a look. I feel more comfortable looking into this year still, but I don't predict out that far. Okay, cool.
Okay, then you can do that.
All right, good. Let's see. I mean, there still could be some things happening this year that you might want to be know about. I can already feel it's about you and all about you and family. I keep on feeling that already. Hang on. Whoa. Wow. Okay. This is kind of big. Okay, you ready?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. Did I scare you? I didn't mean to scare you.
Yeah, I'm scared then. I don't want to hear you.
No, I don't tell people bad things. Only bad people tell people bad things. I'm not a bad person. Okay, this is what I think. One, I see that there's going to be some really big judgment made, like a final judgment over, I don't know what it is that's been going on, okay? But it's saying that things are really, really going to come to an end. So this is something that's probably been behind you or that you've been working on or something, okay? I don't know. Are you involved in the justice system at all right now?
No. Okay, that's okay.
Well, a lot of times this person can represent that. But I think it's between a man, okay, and they're much younger, and it's someone that, okay, this is good. All right, I got you. All right, this is my advice.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to get into a relationship, don't get into one.
Do I have any?
What's that?
Not into any relationship. I'm not in any relationship.
Well, I know, but the year's not over yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My advice would be if you were to get into a relationship, like if it's going to be a really, really quick relationship, you really might want to look at it as soon as you can if it's going to be the best one for you, because I see a quick relationship. I see a man coming in, you know, I see it not lasting that long, and then I see a judgment made, so which would be like the end. So I see a really fast relationship somewhere in there. That's about it, but I don't see – I mean, this is something that could come back like years later, right? But this is fast. Okay. That's, and all it's saying is don't be foolish. So, I mean, I'm all for, you know, going out and having a good time and people date and stuff like that. But it's saying, like, don't fall head over heels for somebody, you know, because they're so good looking and stuff like that. Don't be foolish, because it would be a very, very, very quick relationship. That's what I think.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm in for, I want, you said somebody younger?
Well, this person's younger.
Yeah, there was somebody that I had met, and they were on vacation and, you know, visiting someone, but we just, like, talked and everything, and then I, you know, I went home. It was like, you know, we would just talk, flirting or whatever. That's it. No physical thing because, you know, I just met him.
Right, but you are, right, but right, but we're looking at the rest of the year, right? We're still looking at 20. We're still looking at 2020, not 2021.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, that was just somebody I met. If they're returning, or they're going to contact me or something.
Hey, you
that
never know.
Did you talking about?
It possibly did you get their number? Do you have contact information?
Not really. You know, I know where, you know, somebody I know that knows them, you know, they were coming to visit somebody and,
okay,
you know, we just talked and stuff like that. And then, you know, it was like, but I didn't get a chance to give out my number because I had to leave. I had to go.
Well,
so
that's okay. Well, if you see, I'm sure you'll have time in the future because we're talking about 2020. So we're only a third into the year. So you still got time. Okay. That's what
I think. Yeah, because I usually, because I like someone to ask, you know, approach me, ask me for my number, but it was crowded where we met. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know if they stayed later. You know, I met them, but I don't
think still got plenty of time. You still got plenty of time. You still got plenty of time.
But you see this year going to be good because you said judgment or justice, you know. I was like, wow.
I think it's just showing that it's going to be swift action. And like I said, I think it's going to be a really quick relationship. That's what I think. So just be aware. Don't go into anything foolishly, stuff like that. That was the message, okay?
Yeah, no, I kind of
sweet. We're gonna have to go on to the next caller, though, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stacy, thank you for calling. Okay. Good night, honey. Okay. All right. You seriously want to do the other four, Dave?
Yes, it's up to you.
Okay. All right. We can do it. Okay. This number looks familiar. Area code 347. What's your first name, please?
They're not there. Just go to the next one.
Yep. Sometimes people are muted, but okay. Area code 631. What is your first name, please?
Suzanne.
Hey, Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi. I'm looking for love. Do you see a love life coming in soon?
Hang on, Suzanne. Hang on. Good luck. Dave, I always ask, do they have somebody in mind? You know why? Because they'll ask that when they have somebody in mind, and then when the answer is yes, they go, that's the person, you know? So that's why I ask that sometimes.
Huh.
But that wasn't the question, right? It's just kind of like a way of being afraid in that. I'm not saying that you're doing that, Susan. I'm just saying people do that too. Okay, let's see. Kind of a way of finding the answers, but covering your eyes, you know? It's kind of cute. Let's see. Are you, Susan?
Yes.
Are you in school?
No.
Okay. All right. I don't see any person coming directly. What I see is you finally coming out of a place that you've been in for quite a while and really coming in and being victorious. Like bringing home the bacon. I mean, you know, this is somebody who's coming back from battle and everybody's sitting there flooring him on. He has a higher staff. It has a wreath on it. And this is talking about a situation that you recently came out of, okay? The only thing I can see is, and there's some stuff above there, but not to go into, okay? But I don't, okay, hang on. Hold on. What? Six months ago. If you go back 6 months ago, were you just coming out of a really, really bad situation?
No. No, I had like a friend who was more than a friend, but not boyfriend. I'm looking to meet my soulmate, my significant other. I've met people, but they just turn out to be weirdos or not. They don't want to commit. I mean, even to like two days a week to date or something. It's like I'm looking to date, get to know somebody, and have a serious relationship down the road.
Well, I feel like this is coming from the family.
Hmm.
Like mom, dad, family wise. No, it can be no. If it's no, it's no. It's fine.
Yeah, I don't see. No, there wasn't anything bad. No.
Okay. All right. I don't know what it is. I can see. I don't know what it is that you're coming home from in victory or in glory, okay? But it's going to be something that's going to finally end, and then it's going to be something shortly after that. So it'll probably hit you in like a week or 2 weeks ago. I know what the hell that guy was talking about. It's kind of like a project. Or in this case, he's coming back and being victorious. So after that, and this is probably related to it, okay, something could happen. And this is during the summertime. And it's the second cups card that came up the whole night in the relationship reading, okay? So I would say my best guess is that there's probably a pretty good potential, at least sometime during the summer.
Oh, that's good. Maybe you meant I was working at a school and I really didn't like working at the school and it's either going to end, we have to go back or not. I don't know if we're going back, but it would end in June anyway.
It would end in June anyway?
Yeah, because I really don't like where I was working. I'm looking for a different job.
Yeah. Well, you're going to, after coming out of the war zone, you're going to go right home into victory. So, was it crazy over there? Like really crazy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, you're done.
Opening
no,
end
done.
Of April. I don't know when it's reopening. I'm an aide, teacher aide, but the schools are closed right now. But I didn't really like the job. I was happy to, at least have one. I'm getting paid, but I didn't like it. So I'm looking for something. I have to find something in end of June, July, and then I'm trying to find something different for September or year round.
Well, I think you will. I'm pretty confident you will because, trust me, that's one of the best cards in coming home. That's one of the best victorious cards in the whole deck. So however it's going to work out, it's going to work out in your favor. I'm pretty confident about that.
Yeah, I'm talking to some men online now that I can meet like in May when this is over, but I don't know if they're the ones.
Okay, all right. Well, we can talk about it then. We'll peek back into it then. Okay? Thanks, Susan.
Thanks for calling, Suzanne.
Okay.
All right. Have a good night, hon. All right. Let's see. Area code 951. What's your first name, please?
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Hey, Nathaniel.
Hi. Area code 951.
Yes.
Hi, what's your first name?
Nathaniel.
Oh, Nathaniel. Hi there, Nathaniel. Yep. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
How are you today? What can I do for you?
Hey, I wanted to see if you got an angel message or you need a specific question or a birthday or something.
No. Nope. Okay. I never ask for birthdays or anything like that. Sure, absolutely. Let's see. Hold on, because sometimes,
okay.
I gotta write stuff down. Why do I see you laying on a couch? Not this moment, but why do I see you laying on a couch
and holding a young kid in your arm, like maybe two or three, a girl. Do you understand that?
Not really. I think it might be a cat or something, but I don't have a cat right now, so it might have been.
No. It looks like a young girl.
Maybe it's gonna be my new girlfriend's daughter or something.
I thought it was your granddaughter or something like that.
No, okay. I don't have anyone. I really don't have anyone.
Sometimes when messages come across like me outside, it could be something like that. All right, let me take a look. Were you married once before?
No, I had a girlfriend for a long time when I was a lot younger, and I just kind of bounced around. I really haven't. Yeah.
Did she have one child, one son?
No. I knew a girl I was seeing. She had a, that was a long time ago. It was 20 years ago.
All right. Okay, let me take a look. Okay, this is what I hear. I hear right now the most important thing for you is home. Like your home is castle. Like your home is absolutely everything to you. Okay? It's the base. So it's talking about the base chakra. So if you look up the base chakra, if you know what chakras are.
Yeah, root chakra, yeah.
No. The base chakra.
Oh.
The base chakra. Okay.
Right.
If you look up the base chakra, and work with that a little bit, that could help. I don't know what all the parts of the base chakra are. I don't have my cheat sheet in front of me, but okay. Hang on. I mean, if your question was asking like, would you ever meet someone again or be with somebody again, I would say yes. Okay. I see that some of the memories that you have, lots of memories of love. You know, they're still memories. It's just still going. You're still releasing them. They're still out there and going out there and out and out and out. Okay. In some ways, I think that's kind of slowing you down a little bit. Okay. So,
Right. If
you could work on that a little bit, because it's almost as if you're doing it, but you're kind of getting mad that you're doing it because you keep on doing it. You know, and that's just slowing you down. So, I would try to look into that. Other than that, you know, I just feel like when you finally really feel like you're completely at home, it's going to happen. I don't know why that makes sense to me, but because that's what it's saying. When you finally reach your material harvest, and this is when everything comes to fruition, your home, your life, you're happy with yourself, all these other things, then a fertility card comes in, which is birth. Yeah, you know, so, but a lot of times it's a woman too. It's normally a woman who's very connected, grounded to the earth, okay? And the hope card comes up. And the hope card basically says that whatever you pray upon, if you pray upon it for long enough, you've got really, really, really good odds of getting it. Really good odds. But nothing's promised, but that's the only card in here that comes closest to it. So I think I can only answer one question, okay, for you.
Okay.
I think that if you're concerned about will I ever be with somebody else, will I ever not be with somebody else again? No, I think you will.
Yeah.
I think you will. Just look up the base chakra and things that adversely affect the negative side, the negative effects of the base chakra, and just look at that. And I think that's going to help you feel a lot more grounded and better about yourself and stuff like that. So do that, okay?
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Nathaniel.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, take care, Nathaniel.
Thanks, David.
You're welcome. God bless. Okay, one last caller. This is area code 504. What is your first name, please?
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hey, My job was kind of, it was getting better, but it wasn't the best. I was wondering if you see me going back to that or if they, I don't know, they might eliminate it. I was just wondering if you saw anything with that.
Are you in marketing?
Kind of, but more sales marketing, yeah.
Yeah, marketing. Well, anything you sell, you got to market. I'll tell you what I think. If I can only draw you the picture that I'm drawing right now.
Okay.
Because sometimes I do that. I wrote your name, and then underneath I wrote like a big slash, like up in star, like up in bright lights and neon. And then I started doodling all the way down, all the way down, all the way down, all the way down. And when I got down to the bottom, I realized I had just kind of made a road, like a vertical road, you know, doodling from side to side, from top to bottom. So what I think you're going to go do something else. I really do. I think that when it gets right down to it and when you get back into it, I don't see you doing much of that anymore.
Oh, okay.
But I'm still going to do the cards. I don't, because it keeps on saying that you're at the top of the road now. You're at the top. But you're going to have to come down this road because there's nowhere to go from where you're at. It's kind of like a little disc, and your name's above it. So that's you, okay?
Okay.
And this road only has one way, and that's down. But the road gets narrower and narrower. So I don't think you're going to really stay in that.
Okay.
Maybe in a form of that, but something really better. Because I felt like I was, like, scooting out of this place, man, when I was doodling that. Like, I'm out
of here. I felt like that before, but now I'm like, maybe I'll go back a little bit just to see what's, because I just can't imagine. I mean, I guess I shouldn't do that. Like, where to go from here, you know, like where to go from here.
Exactly.
And I don't know how or where to go from here, you know?
Uh-huh.
And they owe me a little bit. So I was thinking to go back at least to get that, but I don't. They may not even come back. You never know.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's pretty crazy.
Do you see that?
Well, actually, because you're the last caller, so I'm just drawing, like, an extra card, a couple of extra cards. Hang on.
Okay.
Okay. All right, this is what I think. One, I don't think you're going back, okay?
Okay.
Two, I don't think that you're going to have to fight for what you want as far as, like, the money and stuff like that. I don't think you're going to have to fight for it. I think you're going to get it, okay?
Okay,
because the resistance is the fighting for that, but the outcome is better. So that's fine.
Okay.
And you might have to. I mean, you're fighting over a little bit of money. I don't know what a little bit is to you. It might be more to me. A little bit to me might be less to you. I don't know. But it's just saying. I feel like I might want to consider that.
Okay.
Like, is it really, really worth it? Okay. So you want to consider that.
Okay.
Two, maybe three. I don't know. I think that whoever was in charge, the boss. Okay. Whoever that was. I think he's going. This is like a small business, right?
Yeah.
Like under 16 people or 60?
Yeah.
16?
Under 60. Probably like 60.
60. Under 60. Okay.
Well, you know, all over. It's all over. It wasn't in just one location, but like all over.
Right.
Yeah. Only four in my location.
Okay. Well, I think that he built a good business because at the base of the issue, the very. What the systemic issue is, it actually is, he built a very, very, very good business. So it's actually solid. I think something's going to cause him to go under. I don't really think it's going to be his fault. Okay. I think it's just going to be the kind of like the way the world is.
Yeah.
But I do think he would rebuild. Okay. Cause I'm just looking at all at your job. There ain't going to be no partying for a while. The girls aren't going to be going out clubbing or partying, I'll tell you that. And but I do see him rebuilding. He has two children in his family. Do you know?
I don't think so, no.
Well, no, he's married. He's married, right?
Here is a lady, and she is kind of married. I mean, you know, common law.
Maybe she has kids.
Yeah, she does. She has three.
Oh, she has three. Okay. Well, the point is, I think that this lady is going to make him happy, the lady with the kids, and I think it's really, really going to help him rebuild. Okay.
Okay.
So it could just be for just a short time, which is what you're doing now, right? You're gone for a short time, actually.
Yeah, I'm,
right?
I'm not working. No, yeah.
Okay, so it could be for a short time, and then you go back there, or you don't. Like you're gonna know this guy's just not gonna be around. Okay.
Okay.
But I really feel like this is gonna lead you into something else, and it's just a hard lesson to learn. It's like, if this didn't happen to me, this wouldn't have happened. Like, that, something had to end. So I almost had to be forced out of something, or pushed into a corner, or not given a, I'm talking about, like, in the spiritual realm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I do.
Like, making you hit rock bottom before you pull yourself out to learn your lesson to get to where you're going to go. I'm not saying that's going to happen here, but either way, I think you're going to be fine. And I really feel like it's actually just a progress on the road that you're going to be on that's going to get you somewhere else. And if all else fails, you could come back here, like part-time or something like that. This would still be there, but it wouldn't be there for a while. And that's what I think.
Okay.
So either way, I feel pretty safe. I feel good about it. It's just kind of like that one big mess everybody's in right now. So I wouldn't be afraid, though. I wouldn't be scared about it, though.
Okay. Yeah, money just gets scary, but okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think it'll be okay, though.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling,
bye.
Debbie. Okay,
sure,
take
thank
care.
You.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for calling tonight. And, David, thank you. I appreciate your gifts, and I'm sure that everybody appreciated you going over and taking their calls. I don't know what happened with that one caller, but that happens.
Yeah.
So I wish you the best, you know, and we'll have to send out a lot of positive energy into this world, and everybody needs to do that at this point, uncertain point in time, to get us through this challenge that we're dealing with.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for having me, Dave. Thank you for inviting me onto your show. I hope I make it back, and you will talk then.
Sounds good. I trust that we will.
If you
all
need
right,
me, just
Dave. Well, you
give
take
me a
good
shout,
care.
Okay? Yeah,
I will
and,
do that. Absolutely.
And we'll have that other thing rocking and rolling too. So that'd be kind of neat to think about.
All right. Now, is this the best number to reach you at, Dave?
Yeah, this is my number. Yep.
Okay, good. I will make a note of that and make sure that I
awesome.
Have that handy. Okay. Take good care. God bless.
You too, Dave. And a call is God bless. Right.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Night.